This is the word of God. In the name of Jesus, I boldly confess, I'm about to be changed. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, I'm about to receive the uncompromised word of the living God. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, my subject is attracting the favor of God to your life. Oh, you say amen. Attracting God's favor to your life. Now, listen, if you understand how important it is to have the favor of God, and you heard that first word that I used, which was attracting. Attracting means that it ain't on me, but I got a way of pulling it to me. I don't have what I need right now, but I can draw it to me. A person goes and buys a certain cologne because they want to attract somebody. A person will buy certain clothing because they want to attract somebody. People will buy cars and do things in life because they're trying to do what? To attract somebody. Folk will go out of their way. Folk will do things that some people don't wash their don't brush their teeth in the morning, but all of a sudden they met some new woman on the job. Now their brother brushes teeth every morning. See, because you've been attracted to something, it'll cause you to change some behavioral patterns. Because whatever it is that causes that thing to be attracted to you, you want to keep putting as much of it on it so you can keep attracting it. Well, the favor of God is something that you should attract to your life. Now, listen. I say this all the time, and I'm going to prove it to you in the Word of God. I can do more with favor than you can do with money. You go to the place and you get there just at on in the nick of time for this particular interview. And this particular person who's there at the desk, whoever gets the paperwork, they tell you, they say, "Well, sir, no, we just stopped taking paperwork." But boy, you had all the qualifications that were necessary. They told you about this particular job that was open and all this money it was getting ready to pay. And all the disappointment that came over you when you heard the person say, "Sorry, we already stopped taking applications. We can't take it long." And you sit there and say, "But the time is just now. I mean, I'm right here, right now." "Sorry, sir. 15 seconds ago, we stopped taking it. When the clock struck 6, we stopped taking it." Amen. And as you're walking out of the place, you walk by somebody in the elevator. They're getting off the elevator, and you happen to bump into them and knocked off their book out their hand, and you reached down and picked it up for them, and you gave it to them. And they said, "Hi, how you doing? Thank you for that, yada, yada, yada." And they said, "What's wrong?" And you say, "Oh, well, I brought this application down here to get this job, but I got here just on time, and the person wouldn't take my paperwork, so now I got to go find me another. I was really counting on this job." And the person said, "Well, hold on a second. Come here, follow me." And then the person who told you they wouldn't take your application, all of a sudden they call you to the desk and say, "Sir, come here." They hand you some kind of little slip or something. They say, "Okay, thank you. We'll see you later."
Amen. Amen.
And you go, "Well, my God, I thought I was going to see somebody. I thought y'all around here treat me like this. Y'all folks didn't do me right." And they say, "Sir, you got to read the paper I just gave you." That was a note from the man you just met in the elevator who happened to be the owner of the company. When he saw you, he felt so good about you that he said, "Don't even look at nobody else. Hire that person right there. So this is your paper accepting you as an employee of this company." Amen. Now watch this. You didn't have enough money to get that door open. But all of a sudden, the favor of God showed up. And now a door that was closed in your face has been opened. And not only has it been opened, you found yourself in a place that nobody else was. You were getting preferential treatment.
Amen.
We're talking about attracting the favor of God to your life. Lord, I want your favor. Say, "Lord, I want your favor. More and more." See, you got it. You got a dose of it when you got born again. Bible says, "For you are saved by grace through faith." Well, grace and favor are the same thing, because grace is God's, if you come from the old school, they would say it was God's unmerited favor. Grace is, this is what grace, the grace that saved you, that grace is God's unmerited favor. Or the unmerited word unmerited means God's unearned favor. There was nothing that I could do to earn this, but God, in spite of me and my worthlessness, he caused me to become worthy of this, and now he's allowed this to come upon my life. Well, the grace of God is something that you didn't earn. You couldn't do nothing to get it. But while you were yet a sinner, the Bible says that Jesus died for you. That grace was bestowed upon you while you were God's enemy. That grace was bestowed upon you. The grace of God, the grace, the unearned favor of God was upon you. That came upon you when you got saved. Not as a certain grace or as a certain charisma. The word, the Greek word is charis, C-H-A-R-I-S. It means a gifting, a divine enablement. Now that I'm saved, now that I'm a part of the family of God, now that I have this unearned favor upon my life, now that I am something that I was not, and it has nothing to do with what I did to become it, I became it by the grace of God. Are you following me? By the unearned favor of God, I became what I became. It had nothing to do with you. It had nothing to do with how good you were. It was because of his grace that you are where you are right now. Now that I'm saved, he gives me another grace. He gives me this charis, or this charisma is where we get the word from. You get that charisma in order to do what he called you to do now that you have received his grace. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, now, brethren, he says, according to the grace given unto us, let us all prophesy, let us minister, let us give, let us do it according to the grace that has been given. There has been grace given to you, and every man is going to do what he's been called to do according to the grace that was given to him. Some people have grace that other folk don't have. This is my Bible.